Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Mishlei Perek Chav Tes, the 29th chapter in the book of Mishlei. This perek consists of 27 psukim and roughly formats itself into four separate groupings. The first eight psukim, Aleph to Ches, are the Mishalim, the parables of a king. A number of these ideas relate to power and kingship. Psukim Tes to Yud Aleph, 9 to 11, focus on the difference between wise people and fools, which has been very much a common theme throughout. Yud Beis to Yud Zayin, the third section, 12 to 17, is about kings and educators. There are six Mishalim. Some are about kings, some about people who try to educate, and obviously the overlapping roles of those two positions. And finally, the last and fourth section of this perek, the fourth grouping, is Yud Ches to Chav Zayin till the end of the perek, and this is Mishalim about Midos, about different characteristics, each in their own way. And again, this seems to be a very much a common theme in Mishlei as a whole. We're going to focus on four psukim today, and of course this is an invitation to spend more time with more of these remarkable concepts, each one which requires so much appreciation and depth. Pasuk Aleph reads as follows, Ish toicha chois makshe orev, a person who is a person of rebuke or approval, will become stiff-necked. In such a case, Pesa yishover ve'ein marpeh, will suddenly be broken beyond repair. What does that mean? A man of rebuke who stiffens their neck will be broken beyond repair suddenly. What's going on here? The Malbim explains that there's two ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rectifies human behavior. One is through other people advising them, rebuking them, telling them that they're going the wrong direction. The other one is yisurin, suffering. Person's not reading the road signs of life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to put you on a different track, is to take you through the woods to get you to the right place. So those are the two things. If a person's not listening to either of those, a person's not listening to the toicha chois, a person's not listening to the different types of rerouting a person, whether it be through advice, road signs, or suffering, then in such a case, pesa yishover, God forbid, such a person may be at risk of being broken, being snapped immediately because they simply weren't listening to the warning signs in life. Warning signs and pain may be painful, but that's much better than getting to the precipice, the edge of the cliff, where the consequences of such a trip are much more consequential. The Chiddush says that we're not talking about such a person. We're talking about a hypocrite. When it says that it is an ish tachachos, it refers to a person who is the village reprover. He is, or she is, the person who keeps telling everybody else to lead a better life, but ultimately, in such a their own life, they are makshe oref. They themselves are stubborn, they have skeletons in the closet, and they are doing the very things that they're telling other people not to be doing. Such a person will ultimately find a speedy demise because they are living in a state of incongruence, of hypocrisy. That's the way the Chiddush looks at this. We move forward to Pasuk Gimel as our second example Pasuk today, and that reads as follows, Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz, a famous Pasuk, by justice a king sustains the land, v'ish terumois yeher sena, a fraudulent man, a man of donations, will destroy it. The Gemara Ksuvos Daf Kuf V'Hei Amud Beis, in the discussion of the sugya of bribery, this is a very powerful thing in the name of Rav Dimi when he came to the land of Eretz Yisrael. He quoted the name of Rav Nachman Bar Kohen, the following statement. What does this pasuk mean? He says that if a judge is like a king that doesn't need anyone else, is independent, then ultimately Yamid Eretz, they will establish the land, their justice will be impervious. However, Vim Domila Kohen, if they are like a priest, Shemachazer Al Hagaronois, who depends on going to grain house, to granary, demanding and needing the support of the community, such a person's judgment will destroy the land. Meaning, what the Gemara is saying is, true judgment can only be issued by a person who is not financially dependent on the people that they are serving. Very important rule when it comes to biases, something which we are very much prone to still, and that's what the Gemara says. And the Malbim takes this Gemara to a different level of nuance, where he explains that the department of the king is Bein Adam Lechaveiro, is the social law, and the department of the Kohen is the ritual law, Bein Adam Lemakom. And ultimately in society they're supposed to work in tandem, but if a Kohen is not doing their part when it comes to Bein Adam Lemakom, and they are being fraudulent, they are not living up to their standard, they can ultimately even undo the social network that is set up, the social framework of justice set up by the king, which will undermine the entire institution of the country. And that's from our pasuk. The Tur, interesting enough, Rav Yaakov ben Rabbeinu Asher, quotes in his the work, which is just the precursor to the Shulchan Aruch. He says in Kuf Yud Ches in Orachaim, a very fascinating point, that he noticed that in Provence, in France, they would not say Hamelech in the bracha of Mishpat, and instead he quotes the Machzor Vitria Sefer, which he came across, and he describes how he noticed that, yes, you would always say Hamelech HaMishpat, meaning to say whether you say Melech or Hev Tzedakah HaMishpat, or Melech HaMishpat, all year round you always have the word Melech in it, which actually impacts whether a person forgot to say it during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. The reason that that bracha always has the word Melech in it is because the word Melech is always connected to Mishpat. A king is connected to Mishpat, as the Gemara is saying based on this pasuk, that a true judge is a person who is like a Melech in that respect. We move on to pasuk Chof Hei. This pasuk is very fascinating. It reads, Cherdas Adam Yitain Mokesh. The fear of a man becomes a trap for him. Uvoteach ba'Hashem Yesugov. A person who trusts in Hashem will be safeguarded. What does this mean? Rashi explores two options. Rashi says that really one is to explain the pasuk a little out of chronological order, which is that a sin will create fear. If a person is sinning, a person is in a state of mokesh, there will be cherdah, there will be fear. Another way of saying it is, Rashi says in a more sequential way of reading this pasuk, is that fear of doing good, of giving tzedakah as an example, is the example he gives, will ultimately be a stumbling block. So if you're scared, always, I'm going to run out of money, I'm not going to be able to have enough, how can I do the tzedakah and provide for my kids and the IRA? So then in that case, then a person will ultimately find that as a stumbling block for doing the good that they're doing. However, there's another way of looking at this altogether. Stephen Covey, in his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, has a very interesting concept which he calls the circle of concern and the circle of influence. They are concentric circles, so the circle of influence is a smaller circle, and the circle of concern is a bigger circle. And a healthy style in life is to expand the circle of influence, meaning, what are the things I control in life? I control the X, Y, and Z. I don't control A, B, and C. I'm not going to worry about A, B, and C because even though they might be concerning, they're not really in my control. The best thing I can do is to try to expand the inner circle, which is my circle of influence, outwards to control those things. If I can't control them, they're still A, B, and C, and I can't deal with it. A person who is not an effective person, a reactive focus in life, is where a person's circle of concern grows bigger than their circle of influence. So the inner circle shrinks. What they control is not longer X, Y, Z, it's just X. And now the sphere of, or the circle of concern grows much bigger, and they are concerned now about A, B, C, and Y, Z. In such a situation, that's not a healthy way. It's about expanding the circle of influence and dropping the circle of concern. That's proactive focus. The Rabbi points out that this is not just a psychological truth, this is also a theological truth. And he points out the reason why it's important not to be afraid is to realize that there's a divine hand in our lives. And if one realizes there's a divine hand in one's life, it's not just about expanding the circle of influence, it's realizing that the circle of concern is actually in the hands of God, not ourselves. And that's what gives us peace when releasing it. I'm going to look at one last pasuk, and that is pasuk Chof Vov, the 26th pasuk, and it says, Rabim Mevakshim Penei Moshel. Many people request the face of the ruler, Umei Hashem Mishpat Ish, but from Hashem is where the judgment of a man is. So what does this mean exactly? So this means the Malbim says that really this is about seeking mercy. People will turn to rulers, to kings, to judges and say, please, 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 and they'll beg and beg and beg, and they don't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the one in charge of the situation. Salvation lies in one's tefillah, not in those people. The other way of looking at it is the Mitzvah says it's not about so much salvation, but it's really about seeking connections. So when we're looking for our job, what do we think? We try to say, who are connected, a big CEO, a person who's in that industry, who can I find? And ultimately, the realization is the greatest achievements of our life were never maybe because of great decisions we made, but because of great connections that happened, happenstance. And those happenstances were where God is weaving into our lives a success. If we look back to the greatest opportunities that we came across, it wasn't because of our great architecture and imagination and projecting our career in the way we wanted it. No, it wasn't. So therefore, recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in there. That's the way Mitzvot looks at it. And finally, the last way of looking at this is the Ralbag, is that no, it's not so much about seeking salvation or finding a job. It's more about the idea that the king himself, the ruler themselves, is ultimately Lev Melachim B'Yad Hashem, that their heart is in the hands of God. So when one's turning to that seemingly all-powerful person, one is actually needs to recognize that their decisions on the national level, not on the personal level, but on the national level, are a reflection of Hashem's will itself, and that changes the perspective when addressing those people. These are four very beautiful psukim, and obviously an invitation to join us learning the rest of it in depth in the rest of Mishlei. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.